Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Sanhedrin Daf Chav Tet Amud Bet, in the middle of the Amud, continuing with our discussion of, or really building on a tangent off of our discussion about those relatives who are pasul for Edut and Dayanut. Hoda b'fnei shayim kanu miyado. Let's say that a person admitted to a debt. The reason I mention that is because the reason the Gemara is mentioning it is because we were just dealing in the previous piece with the Rav's halacha, Rav's statement that a person has to formally accept edim as being edim in order for them to be valid. Let's say for a loan and all of the cases that we discussed about hidden edim and how that didn't work. So now, hodam b'fnei shayim kanu miyado. Let's say that a person admitted in front of two people that he owes a debt, and they made a kinyan with him. Then kotvin, they can write down what we call a shtar odita, a shtar indicating his admission that can be used then as testimony for collection. V'imlav ein kotvin, but if he does not make a kinyan, they can't write it. B'fnei shlosha v'lo kanu miyado. Let's say that it was instead in front of three, not two. And they did not make a kinyan. Rav amar kotvin, Ravasi amar ein kotvin. So if machlok at Rav and Ravasi, whether or not they can write because he was for three. We're going to see some more details in a minute. Havei uvda v'chash l'Rav l'had Ravasi. So even though Rav ruled that you can write, a case happened and Rav was choshesh and he didn't have them write. Amravada barava ha udita, the shtar udita, zivn kotvin, zivn lo kotvin. Sometimes we can write it, sometimes not, even with three. We'll see. If they're already sitting together, they'll cut vinan. If the three were sitting together, then it could be incidental. Katvinu inu, but if the malva gathered them together, then katvinan. Then they can write. Rav amar filu kanfinu iu. Rava says, even if he gathered them, lo katvinan, ad da amar lehu havu alai dayoni, until he actually says, be my dayonim. Mar ravashi amar filu amar havu alai dayoni. He says, even that doesn't work. Lo katvinan ad kavi duchta, until they establish themselves as a formal beit din, v'shalchim azamnin le'vedina, and then they issue a summons for him to come to beit din. In other words, we have three different methods by which three can be considered a beit din, such that if a fellow admits in front of them without any kinyan, we can write the shtar udita. And we raise it to the point that they really have to be not only a formal beit din, but that his presence there has to be one that they summoned. Now, hodu metaltel v'kanu miyado kotvin. Now we're going to switch from the issue of two or three to the object about which the focus of the kinyan. Let's say he admitted to a debt of metaltalin, and they made a kinyan kotvin. Vimlavin kotvin. All right, just like we saw earlier. Mekarki v'lo kanu miyado. My, what happens if he admits to karka? And the issue is that karka is always present, as was metaltalin, which are not visible. Amemar mar ein kotvin. Mamar says same halach as metaltalin. If they didn't make a kinyan, can't write. Marzutra mar kotvin. Marzutra said, if I admit in front of two guys that I owe something about karka, they can write it even though I didn't make a kinyan. V'hilchata kotvin, that's the halacha. Ravina ikla l'damharia. So Ravina came to this particular town. Amrle Rav Dimin bar Rav Huna midamharia l'Ravina. So a rabbi from that town said to Ravina, metaltali v'itanu beinayu. What happens if you have metaltali in the right in front of us in front of these two guys? And he admits to it. It's similar to karka because it's visible. My amrle kemakarki damu. It's like karka, and therefore, even if he didn't make a kinyan, they can write the shtar udita. Rav Ashi amar kevin demchasu guvayna lo. Since they haven't yet been collected, they are still metaltalin. They could be moved at any minute. Unlike karka, they can never be moved. Okay, so here we have a story. Ahi udita lo ave katuv ba amar lanu kitvu kitmu mahavule. There was a shtar udita that did not have the formal statement in it. The Lova told us, write it and sign it and give it to the Malva. They said that is a case where we will apply the rule of Resh Lakish here. We had this in the 8th parak in Bava Batra. Chazak that Edim do not sign on a star unless the star was executed or done by an adult, meaning that the Baldin involved is an adult. Which is the same thing here. We have to assume that the shtar udita was not run without the proper commissioning by the Lova of having it written and given to the Malva, and therefore we have to assume it. Matgar Papi, Vitem Ravuna Breda Rav Yeshua, Mikivinidanu Loyadina Masifra de Vedina Yadina, Yadi? Very surprised. What? This is something we didn't know, and the Sofrim know? How do the Sofrim know this? Sifrit of Edina Yadi? Right? So now, Shiltino, the Sifrit of Abaye, Vyadi, Sifrit of Rav of Yadi. Indeed, we asked the Sofrim in both Abaye and Rav as Beit Din, and they did know it. There's things that they know, because that's their field. Huli Edita Abi Kativ Be'a. There was a star Odita that said that said Duchran Pitgami Choleshtad of Edina. Just had that phrase. But it was missing the phrase that there were three of us here who were mekayim it, and one is no longer because one had died. He thought the same rule applied to Rish Lakish. The star must be written; it must have been done properly. Rava said, anytime you have something like that missing, we're concerned that the Beit Din might have been in error. And they might not have executed properly, and we are not mekayim it. So there's certain phrases that the Beit Din has to write, where if it's not written, we have to assume that we have to be concerned that they might have erred. Nachman Yitzchak, he katab ba Beit Din atulot tzarech. But if it said Beit Din, then you don't need it anymore. If it said it was written in Beit Din, that's good enough, because then you know it was done properly. Avadel b'nom Beit Din chatzufu. Maybe there were only two guys there. Here was the issue. It had the two dayanim signed on it. But it didn't explain that there were really three and then one died. So he said, there were probably three. He said, no, here we're concerned about Beit Din Tohen. He said, yeah, but maybe, but if it says Beit Din, then it's good. So maybe it was a Beit Din Chatzuf. Remember the Beit Din Chatzuf from the first parak? If two people sit in judgment and Dine Mamonot, it's valid, but they're Chatzuf. So the answer is the Chatzuf, Beit Din Ravana Ashi. Oh, that it said, not just Beit Din, it's Beit Din of Ravashi, as an example. Vidilma Rabbanan de Ve'rav Ashi Kishmul Svirle, maybe those students of Be'ravashi held like Shmuel and actually did too. That's the Itichtivbo, because it said in Enve Amrlan Rabban Ashi, not only were the Beit Din of Ravashi, Ravashi told us to do this. Then we know that it's like Ravashi, which is three, and then there's no problem. Okay, Tan Rabbanan. Amar lahen echad. A fellow said to an heir, "Ani ra'iti avichem sheitmin ma'ot b'shida teva u'migdal. I saw that your father hid some money in that box over there. Maybe that box, or maybe a box. V'amar shoplonihen. And your father told me they belong to somebody else. Meaning he owes somebody else. Or shomai sashenihen. The masasheni money. But by it, let's say the fellow told the heirs in the house, and the box was out in the field somewhere." His statement is meaningless. When they find the money, they get to keep it. It's theirs. Basadeh, but if he said in the field, meaning right near where the box was, he was pointing to it, dvarav kayamin, then it works. Why? Klalo shel davar. Kol shvi adolit lan. If he himself could pick up the money, then dvarav kayamin, then we believe him that the money belongs to somebody else. Because if he wanted to cheat them and get the money to somebody else, he could have just taken it. And envy adolit lan, but if the money is not accessible to him at the point where he tells them, lo amar klum, then we don't believe him. Now, hare shira'u et avihen shitmin, further in the braita, hare shira'u et avihen shitmin ma'ot pishidat tevangdal. Let's say now the heirs saw their father hiding money, and when they saw him, vamar shaploni, and he said, yeah, they belong to ploni. Shalmasa sheni, or that's masa sheni money. Im kemoser, if it seems to them that he's really informing them, drav kayamin, and then they have to honor it. Im kemarim, but if it looks like he's covering up, he's saying, oh yeah, what am I hiding money for? It's masa sheni money. Then lo amar klum, and then after he dies, they can go take the money, it's theirs. And now, third case, harei shei mitzta'ero ma'ot shiniach lo aviv. His father left him some money, and he was upset he couldn't find it. Uva bal ha'chalom v'amar lo kach v'kachen. And in a dream, he was told, here's how much it was, b'mokam plonien, here's where they are, shom ha'sesheni, and it belongs to ha'sesheni, or belongs to somebody else. So zeh yamasek, the case actually happened, v'amru divrei chalomot lo malin v'lo moridin. Dreams don't have any impact here, which means if thanks to the dream, he now knows where the money is. He can go collect it, and it's his. He has to pay no attention to the fact that in the dream, there was this information that it belonged to somebody else. Okay, at the end of the Mishnah, we saw Shnaim Amrim Zakai. We said if two say Zakai, and one says Chayav, then he's Zakai. Okay, we understood that. So the question is, Michtav Hechikatvi, what do they write in the Psak Din? Yochanan says just Zakai. Even though it's 2-1, you just write Zakai and Zeu. Rish Lakish Amar, Ploni Uploni Mizakin, Uploni Mechayev. They write. The Dayan, Abraham the Dayan says Zakai, and Moshe the Dayan says Zakai, and Yaakov the Dayan says Chayev. Which means you're letting everybody know now how they voted. Rabbi Elazar Amar min divrei nizdake ploni. Here he says that what you write is, from the Beitin, from the words of the Dayanim, Ploni was found Zakai, which indicates that there was a dispute, but we don't know who it was. So my Benai, what's the difference between these three positions? Really, between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Ika Benai Lishtumi Ihu Manta B'Hadai. What we think is, if it turned out Beitin was in error, that they are disputing whether or not the third guy who opposed the errant, he was really right, whether he has to pay also. The Mandam Arzakai, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Mishalim, the whole Beitin signed on as one as being Zakai. According to Rish Lakish, lo Mishalim. He already said, I'm opposed to this position. Wait a second. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the third guy would have to pay. Why doesn't he just say to the other two, if you'd listen to me, you wouldn't have to pay either. Why should he have to pay? The fact that it's written that way shouldn't make a difference. What's the difference between them? Whether the two guys have to pay each a third and one third gets unpaid, or whether they each pay a half, meaning each one pays an extra sixth to make up for his third. Lamandam or Zakai, according to Zakai, Mishalmi, which means the Beitin has to pay the full amount to the fellow who lost. According to Rabbi Shlakish, they wouldn't pay the third. Well, Mandar Zakim Mishalmi, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, they would have to pay the extra third. Well, Ilav At Bahadan, they could say to the other guy, if you weren't with us, Lo Have Salik Din Mi Ad Midi, the din wouldn't have happened. Your presence made the din happen. The difference is not a practical difference. It's whether or not. And procedurally, we are concerned with Lo Telech Rachil B'Yamecha, as we'll see in a moment when we go back to the next Mishnah. We have to write Zakai so that nobody knows which Dayan said which way. You have to write who did what. Because otherwise it looks like Sheker, because the reality is that it was 2-1. When you write Zakai, it looks like it was 3-0. And by the way, 2-2 means this fellow did have an argument. Rabbi Elazar, Idlei Demar, Idlei Demar. Rabbi Elazar says, I'm concerned about both positions, meaning I'm concerned I do not want to publicize the name of which Dayanim did what. That's Rachil. On the other hand, I am concerned of Mechsik Hashikra. Hilkach Katvi Hachim, Divrem Nizdake Ploni. Therefore, you're right, Divrem Nizdake Ploni, which says there's no Sheker. We now know that there was a Machloket. On the other hand, it also does not reveal the names of who did what. Now, the seventh Mishnah, go back to the Mishnah and the Gemara, perhaps. But if you look at the Mishnah, it continues. Gamruta davar. Once they finish the psak, himachisinotan, they would bring them in. Who's them? We'll see. Hagadol shebadayanim omer ish ploni atazakai ish ploni atachayav. The eldest of the dayanim turns to the zakai. The chayav tells him what's what. And now we see what we just saw in the Gemara. Aminayin shechiyetze echad min adayanim lo yamar aniv zakei b'chaverai mechayvin. Avomah seh shechaverai rabu alai. How do we know that when they leave, one of the Dayanim shouldn't say to the Baal Din, listen, I was really on your side. What can I do? But I was outvoted. And so we have the Pasuk that prohibits, and also Pasuk in Mishlei that sort of indicates what kind of a person this is who reveals secrets of the Beit Din. Okay, so now back to the Gemara in Chaim Laman Amud Aleph. We'll take a look at how this plays out. Who would they bring back in? Elam of the Baal Din, if you think they bring the Baal Din in, Hatam Kami, we assume that they were standing there the whole time. So, Ella, La Edim, it must be they're bringing the Edim in. So, come on, to Lok Rabbi Natan. Sounds like this is going against Rabbi Natan. The Tanya, and we have now a compound Brita, very significant, about Edut. The Olam Edut, Tamid Star Fadad Shirushnehem Keachad. Edim only work as a group if they watch the action together. Rabbi Shulman Karcha says no, they could watch it independently and then testify together. And their Eidut does not work in Beitin, unless they come together as Eidim. Rabbi Natan says the Eidim could come on separate days and they hear them each day and they put it together. Which sounds like we're going against Rabbi Natan, which of course is the halacha, by the way, Rabbi Natan. But it sounds like we're going against Rabbi Natan by saying that they bring the Edim back in. Because according to Rabbi Natan, the Edim aren't necessarily there. One may be there. So, Leolam the Baal Edinim. We'll go back to our original assumption, which is that they bring the Baal Edinim back in, which means they were out during the deliberations. Rabbi Nechemyahu. Detan Rav Nechemya Omer, Akach Hayam in Agan Shal Nekeya Dach Yerushalayim. Rav Nechemya said, this is the proper way thing people did things in Yerushalayim. Machesin the Bali Dinim Shomin Devran. We bring in the Bali Din and hear what they have to say. Machesin the Taidim Shomin Devran. Then we bring the Adim in and hear their things in the process that we already mentioned. Then we throw everybody out, and then we, the Beit Din, discuss it. And then, afterwards, we bring them back in, so the Bali Dinim are brought back in. The Edom don't need to come back in, they can go home, they don't need to be there. We have a Braita that says that we bring the Edom back, so the answer is, Ahid lo Krabi Natan. That Braita is not in accord with Rabbi Natan, because according to that Braita, the Edom are all there at the same time, and so they come in, the whole group comes in. Okay, so now we're going to take a look at those two opinions, those two disputes in the Braita that we just saw. Gufa, liol amen, tovin starifat shushnem keachad. Rishon Korcha omer, afilu bezah harzeh. But my kimipalgi, what's the machlok between Rishon Korcha and Rabbanon about seeing edut, seeing the action together or not? Baitem asvar, it could be that they disagree about the interpretation of pasuk or reasoning. Baitem asvar, what's the svara? Now, what we're assuming is happening is one guy saw this fellow lend 100 to somebody, and the other guy saw him lend 100 to the same guy some other day. So they're not testifying about the same event. They're testifying about different hundreds. But in reality, Rav Shimon Korcha says, they're each testifying that he owes 100, which means together you got 280 on 100, which, by the way, means the Malva can only collect 100, not 200. And then there's a whole question about what it is that the Malva himself is claiming. Is he claiming 200? Or is he saying, I know I gave 200, but I mean, I can only get 100? If you bite them a cry, it could be that they're disagreeing about the interpretation of Pasuk Tichtiv, V'ed Ora'a Oyada. When we talk about Edut, and Shvuata Edut said he is an aid. Now what does he is an aid mean? In Parshat Shoftim, when it says one aid can't stand up against somebody, any odeshu achad, aid means achad, aid is singular. So why did it say aid achad? Why didn't you just say lo yakum aid beish? Matav lomar achad zebanav. This is a binyanav. Kum makom shenamar ad aid harei kan shnayim. Anytime the Torah says aid, it means two until it tells you one. Until it says aid achad, we know that aid means shnayim. The default of aid means two. So therefore, so why did the Torah in our parsha, who aid, use the singular? That they can only testify if they see it as one. And Rabbi Shimon Korcha would say, who aid, o ra'a, o yada, notice how it expands, oh, he saw it, or he knew it, meaning even if it's disparate information coming together. That's Rabbi Shimon Korcha. And it doesn't work unless they come and testify together. He said they could testify in different days. What's their disagreement about? It could be svara. Rabbanan say, when one aid comes, he comes to only push to shvua. One aid can't be motzi mamon. And therefore, the other guy comes, it's also shvua. Shvua plus shvua don't make mamon. Rabbi Natan says, wait a second, if they come together, they don't talk together, they talk separately. Elements are finimu. What happens is this guy talks, then this guy talks, and we put it together. So what if it's, instead of 5 minutes difference, where the other guy is waiting in the outside, it's a day difference or a week difference. What's the difference? So Svara, that's Rabbi Natan's argument. Right, then Makar, it could be that they disagree again about a pasuk, and it's the same pasuk about Shvuat Ha'idut, Im lo yagid v'nasa avono. If he doesn't tell what he saw, then he bears the crime. And we're going to assume now that both Rabbi Natan and Chachamim agree with the Rabbanan who disagree with Shulchan Aruch that you have to see it together. And the disagreement is, do we compare by juxtaposition testifying with witnessing? So Rabbanan say that we compare the two. Telling is compared to seeing, and just like you have to see it together, you have to tell together. Rabbi Natan says we don't. Rabbi Shimon al Yakim, there's a story. He was trying to get Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina to get smicha from Rabbi Yochanan. It never worked out. So Yomachar Rabbi Yativ came to Rabbi Yochanan. One time actually all of them were sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Does anybody, Rabbi Yochanan asked the question, does anybody know what the psak is in the machlok Rabbi Shimon Korcha against Rabbanan. Rabbi Shimon El Yakim, Dein Yad. Rabbi Shimon El Yakim turned to his student, pointed to him, and said, this guy knows. Amarle Le Moezu. So let him say. Amarle Lismachay Mar Bereshit. He said, Rabbi Yochanan, you give him a smicha first, then he'll say. So Rabbi Yochanan needed the information. Samche gave him a smicha. Amarle Bini, Amorli Ketzad Shamatai. So he said, okay, now tell me what you heard. Amarle Kach Shamati. I heard Shemoder Rabbi Shimon Korcha, Rabbi Natan. That Rabbi Shimon Korcha accedes the point to Rabbi Natan, which means Rabbi Shimon Korcha certainly accepts Rabbi Natan, and that supports what we just said, that Rabbi Natan's position is a easier position than Rabbi Shimon Korcha, and if Rabbi Natan would really agree with the Rabbanan. If you accept Rabbi Shimon Korcha, you certainly accept Rabbi Natan, because it's easier to talk about witnesses coming separately to testify than witnesses seeing separately. So Amar Lezeu Tzachti, Rabbi Yochanan said, I needed that. That didn't help me. If the main testimony, if watching has to happen together, and Rabbi Shimon Korcha says you don't need it, certainly to come and tell you don't need it. I knew that if you're Rabbi Shimon Korcha, you're going to accept Rabbi Natan. That doesn't help me with my question about whether halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Korcha. But then he turned to Rabbi Yosef Harin and said, I already gave you a smicha, you're not going to be put down. Rabbi Zera learns from this. Shmamina gavra rabba, when a great man came on a samich, gives smicha samich, it stays there and we don't take it away, even though it was given under, shall we say, a ruse. As long as the guy who gets it really deserves it. But back to our discussion. So according to this report, Rav said, except Rabbi Shimon Korcha's ruling, whether you're testifying about kark or metaltalin. Ulamar, Halacha Rabbi Shimon Korcha b'karkaot. We only rule like Rabbi Shimon Korcha in karka, avalo b'metaltalin. Not in the case of metaltalin. They have to see. He has to see the two have to see the loan together because karka is always there. So what if one guy saw chazaka here and the other guy saw chazaka there? What's the difference? Amarle Abaya, Halacha michlal de pligi. So Abaya says you mean in karka. When you say Halacha Rabbi Shimon Korcha ben Korcha b'karka, sounds like somebody disagrees with him about karka. V'amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Rav said, "Modim Chacham Rabbi Shimon Korcha v'yedu Karka." Chacham agree with Rabbi Shimon Korcha about Karka. That if I see testimony about Karka today and you see it separately, we can come together. So there's nothing to say Halacha Rabbi Shimon Korcha. But he agrees. Tana Rav Yidi Bar Avin Ben Nezikin of Karna in Karna's basement Benrish in Bavel, when they learned Nezikin, he learned the following: Modim Chacham Rabbi Shimon Korcha v'yedu Bechor, testifying that an animal is a Bechor. Uve'edut karka, uve'edut chazaka, but a chazaka, v'chein shebein of shabbat. We'll see what that means in a minute. The answer is gavra karamit. You're giving me a contradiction between two versions of Rav. Mar sabra pligi, mar sabra lo pligi. Some people think that Chachamim did disagree with Rabbi Shimon Korcha all across the line, including karka, and therefore he said halacha k'Rabbi Shimon Korcha. And Rav thinks he didn't. What was the end of that statement about Ben Ubat? It's about Simonim, about Sarot. If you're talking about a case where one aide says, I saw one Se'ar on her back, and the other said, I saw one on the front. That's each one testifying about half a thing. One Se'ar is nothing. What we're talking about is when one aide says, I saw two Se'arot on the front. The other says, I saw two Se'arot on the back. Together, that makes Eidut, because they're both testifying about two Se'arot. Now, Rav Yosef came up with the opposite conclusion of what we just saw. Ana Amina Mishmei de Ula, I heard in Ula's name, Halacha B'Shomen Korcha Ben Mekarkot Ben Metaltalin. Ula didn't limit it. He said, Halacha B'Shomen Korcha all across the board. For Rabbanan Datu Mechoza Amri, the Rabbanan who came from Mechoza, which is Rav's town, said, Am Rav Yizer Mishmei de Rav, they'd have a quote from Rav, we only pass on like him in Karkot. And Rav Latame, Rav is being consistent. If you have a witness to Hodah, that the Lova admits to the Malvid, he owes him money, and another witness to another Hodah, or Hodah after the loan, one to the loan, one to the Hodah, I mean, Starfi, then they can be put together. But if the second thing is Halva, which means it's two separate deals, lo mit Starfi. Which means Rav said we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon Korcha in metaltalin. Ashkech Rav Nachmar Yitzchak Rav Huna Brady Rav Shua. So he found him Amar Le Maishna Halva Achar Halva Delo. Why does Rav say that if the second witness is testifying to a halva after halva that it doesn't work? Tamanu Kachazi Hai Lo Kachazi Hai, because they saw a different mana changing hands. So Hoda Achar Hoda Anami, it should be the same thing with Hoda Achar Hoda. Amar Kamode Kamehai Lo Mode Kamehai. He was admitting to a different monet, we assume. The answer is, Amrale Lahai Batra, the answer is that he says to the second aide, he says to him, the money that I'm admitting in front of you, I already admitted in front of the other guy. So it's now the same money that he's admitting to. Akati Batra Yada Kamali Yada, but the first guy doesn't know that. For some reason, that's a technical problem here. The answer is to Hadar Azel, Amrale Lakama. So he goes back to the first aide and says, I'm money, Odele Kamach, the money that I admitted to you, Odele Nami Kamim Poloni, I later told another guy also. Good. So now they both know, and now we see that Hodah, Achar Hodah, is really all kind of combined. And that's why Rav could accept that. Amarle Tanuach Dadcha, Shenachta Dati. So he said, Ravuna Rishua, thank you, you made me feel better. Amarle Mainichuta, why did it make you feel better? To Ravi, Tem Rav Sheshet, Shadamanarga, he threw a stick into this. He messed it up. So Lavanu Hodah, Achar Halva, according to that explanation, then Hodah, Achar Hodah is basically Hodah, Achar Halva. It's no different. There shouldn't be four cases, there should be three. So Malay Hanu Shmiali Alaihu, that's why I heard about you, Ramhuna Rishua. You guys, Dramitu Dikli Zakvitu Lehu. You cut down trees and you replant them. And you cut down sticks and put them back up. And that you ask questions and then you come up with good answers and then you knock them down again. Alright, back to the halacha. Nardei Amri Ben Hodah Char Hodah Ben Hodah Char Halva Ben Halva Char Halva Ben Halva Char Hodah. Whatever the two witnesses each saw separately, I mean Starfoot, they come together. Come on, Kravishuman Korcha. That's straight up Rishuman Korcha in Metaltalin across the board. Rehuda, so now it's a side point. Eduta macheshet zod zo bivdikot. If you have testimony where the two edim contradict each other in some of the questions that are asked, ksheira b'dinei mamonot. It's kosher in dinei mamonot. So Rav Mistabra milted Rav Yehuda v'achanomer ba'arniki shchora v'achanomer ba'arniki levana. It said that would make sense if they're testifying that a different color pouch the money was in, something incidental. But if they testify about different colored coins, ein mitzarfin, because they're two separate. They're contradicting each other. That doesn't work in dinin nefashot. We're assuming here that these are things that in dinin nefashot that don't work in dinin mamonot do. But since when does incidental contradictions about incidental information cancel out dinin nefashot? If they testify about different weapons, then ein zonachon, that doesn't count. Chadomer kelav shchorim, chadomer kelav levanim, hari zonachon. But if they testify that the murderer was wearing white clothes or black clothes, not a problem. The answer is gavra gavra karamit. So you're challenging one amora with another amora's ruling. According to Rav Yehuda, that kind of thing in dinin nefashot doesn't work. Karnav chista does work. Okay. Nardei Amri, afilu achadomer mane shachor, achadomer mane levan mitzarfim. Nardei again took it further and they said, even if one witness says the coin is black and the other says the coin is white, it does work. Come on, Rabbi Shimon Korcha. It sounds like Rabbi Shimon Korcha. Wait a second. Emer shamalei Rabbi Shimon Korcha, heichad lo machashu adadi. Rabbi Shimon Korcha just said they could see it separately, but they can't contradict each other. Heichad machashu adadi mi amar. So Elohu damarka haitana. The Nardei were following Rabbi Shimon Elazar in the following machloket. Tanya, we have a machloket about a machloket. But Chum Ben Hill disagreed when you have testimony that contradicts, but one testimony is larger than the other, do we accept the smaller one? So according to Tanakama, the machloket is if you have two edim, one says he owes 100, the other says he owes 200, does it work or not? Shimon Elazar, lo nachloku be Chum Ben Hill al shtei kitei edim shachat omeret matayim achat omeret maneh, shelcha matayim maneh. So the first Tana said it was when you have two groups of Edim contradicting each other. Shimon Elazar says they never disagreed about that. In that case, you have good Edut on the smaller amount. Aman Nechleku al Katachat. They disagreed when it's one Kat. Shebet Shammai Omrim Nechleka Edutan, Uetel Omrim Yesh Bechal Matayim Maneh. But Hillel said that they're both testifying about 100 and one is saying 200. So they've got testimony on 100. And Bet Shammai says you have no Edut here. Chadomer Chavit Shel Yan, Chadomer Chavit Shel Shemen. If one says he borrowed a barrel of wine, the other was a barrel of oil, it's worth far more. It actually happened. So Rabbi Ami said you have to pay a barrel of wine's worth, because that's subsumed, using the barrel of oil to pay from. So come on, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, does that follow Rabbi Shimon Elazar? 100 is subsumed in 200, but oil isn't subsumed in 1 or vice versa. So lo tzrichi l'dami. For value, it is. The value of the barrel of oil is, let's say, $100, and of wine is $20. So he pays $20 out of the 100. Okay, so now when the Nahardei say that if you, one saw a black one, one saw a white one, it sounds like we're saying, yeah, but sof maisa, we have a coin. And this is really much closer to our case. If they testify that the deal took place in one set in the ground floor, one set on the second floor, I'm Rabbi Chanina, Maaseh Balifnei Rebbe, but Sirei Fedutan. Rebbe actually put two Edim together in a case like that. Okay, the end of the Mishnah said, Minayin Lach Sheitzei, how do we know that when he goes out of the Beit Din, he shouldn't say, I voted this way? That's the Mishnah. Now a story. There was a rumor about a student, the Gali Milta, he was telling things that were said in secret in the Beit Midrash, like in the Beit Din. 22, he once told a story, 22 years after it had happened, after Rav Ami Beit Midrash, Rav Ami threw him out, Amar Dain Gali Razaya. This guy is a guy who reveals secrets. And threw him out, and you see the consequences of that. Okay, we'll pause at this point, pick it up with the last Mishnah in the Perek, and take us to the end of the Perek. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.